Dear friends, good evening. Thank you for joining us again this week to another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. And tonight, our practice is specific with the use of mantras. We're going to be practicing tonight the mantra Abracadabra. Many students, when they hear this, they tend to think that there must be some kind of perhaps joke behind this, because as we have been growing up, the word Abracadabra, provided it is such a powerful mantra, it was used jokingly by people trying to make illusions and try to make pretend they were practicing magic, and it was just not taken seriously. But the mantra Abracadabra has the power of tremendous stimulation to the thymus gland. We know that the vowel A has the faculty of making the chakras at the lungs vibrate harmoniously. When those chakras are vibrating harmoniously, not only we can absorb a significant amount of prana from the air that we're breathing, but we can also remember our past lives. But most people do not know that even though the thymus gland is associated with the heart, that it also vibrates with the vowel A. And the thymus gland, a gland that is very close to the proximity of the heart, is very important. Samael tells us, when the human being is beyond his sexual maturity, that is the age of 21, when we become perfectly able to start using our creative power in ways that are meant for the super dynamic of love. As the years go by, well, we start growing older, and as the human body grows old, well, there are some functions that start becoming affected. So by the time that we start getting into our late 30s, our 40s, you know, we are not yet beyond our sexual maturity, but the thymus gland has already entered in its own process of decrepitude. And when this happens, it expedites, it accelerates the aging processes in the human body itself. Because the thymus gland is intimately related with life and vitality. In the case of the women, the thymus gland is intimately related with the processes that take place in the mammary glands. And this is why the milk that the mother produces for the child simply cannot just be replaced. Of course, we have many alternatives in this modern day where we can have, we don't have to mention their names because there are synthetic alternate drinks that we can give children for their development. But there is indeed nothing like the quality of the maternal milk. It is that milk that is infused not only with love, but with vitality. And it helps the child develop in its optimum condition. The thymus gland regulates then the vitality of the child, because each and every one of us has one of these. And some astrologists will say that this gland is influenced by the moon. We have already learned that the moon has influence over all of the transactions of fluids. Whatever hormones are being released by the thymus gland, they will be influenced by the phases of the moon itself. And it is in our best interest to have a thymus gland that is vibrating harmoniously with the rest of the glands of our endocrine system. A gland that is healthy and defective. Because when we do not let this gland age, when we are nourishing it with these words of power, and it is kept in a very effective condition, then this gland allows the sustenance of the body, and the body ages a lot slower, or it doesn't age. So the ancient masters gave us this vowel A so that we can make the thymus gland vibrate. And it has been said that Gnostic doctors in ancient times used to chant the mantra Abracadabra to keep the thymus gland active. The practice that we will do tonight will take us through the relaxation of the physical body, and we will invoke of our innermost, asking for our innermost to contribute into this exercise, allowing for the vibration of our thymus gland, allowing for our vital body to help regenerate our thymus gland so that our gland can remain active for the whole duration of our lives, so that our body can remain in the best possible condition that it can be, so that those of us who are transmuting our creative waters, as we do transmutation for singles, or those of us who are transmuting of our creative energies because we are involved in the practice of the super dynamic of love, that our practices can then be more fruitful, that we can make much more energy available for our spiritual practice, and that when we invoke of our Divine Mother, that that energy is available to her for the elimination of our psychological aggregates. But chanting this mantra is not just plain abracadabra. The way that this mantra is chanted is by eliminating one letter in every cycle. Abracadabra, abracadabr, abracadab, abracada, abracada, abracad, abraca, abrac, abra, abr, ab, ah. And each time we complete this whole sequence, we have completed one cycle. So tonight we're going to do a few of these cycles. And we will invite you to put this mantra into practice. We have to, but we would like to be careful when we say this, because we don't want you to feel overwhelmed with so much practice, with so many mantras, and what am I going to prioritize? What am I going to do? As part of the practice of the sincere Gnostic student, we have to break away from the old thinking process that we have to dedicate time for the Gnostic practice, and that once we are done, we can go back into our lives. Because creating that degree of separation does not help us. If we live our life the same way that we have for the last many years, and then we take a break, and we become very devout, and we do very sincere, good quality Gnostic practices, but then go back into our old habits, we're creating the same effect as that of the man who stands before the mirror, looks at himself, and walks away. See, nothing happens. The practice is life itself. We need to integrate all of this into all of the aspects of our life. So by the time that you're getting ready to go and get some rest, when you're getting ready to go to sleep, relax your body, maintain that perfect balance between sleep and being awake, the sleep state, ekasya, and being awake, the vigil state, and invoke of your innermost and ask for the help, and then chant these mantras. And this is a mantra that is more powerful when you verbalize it, but if your spouse is laying next to you, you don't want to be an inconvenience. You don't want to create discomfort and problems in the marriage. So you can chant this mantra mentally as well. And with every exhalation, you allow it to be chanted within the realm of your mind with intensity. Abracadabra. And then then you breathe again. And then you breathe. And then you breathe again, and you continue with the sequence. And eventually your body will become so relaxed. Your mind will be so dedicated into this practice that your emotional center will naturally gravitate to the same degree of relaxation, and you, your body will be as a spirit, a soul, and a body. You will be in perfect harmony. Chanting this mantra then helps your thymus gland vibrate, keep it active, and keep your body healthy. So this is the practice that we're going to do tonight. The mantra, abracadabra. So let's go ahead and for our practice, let's go ahead and sit comfortably. Don't lay on your back. I don't want you to fall asleep during this practice. But let's go ahead and sit comfortably with our feet flat on the floor. And let's go ahead, close our eyes. For this practice, let's allow our feet to rest flat on the floor. Friends, if you can, let's go ahead and face east. All of our practices are so much more effective if we are facing east. Because it is towards the east that the sun rises. All of that christic energy becomes available not only to nourish the planet and nature, but also to enliven our consciousness. As we face east and we sit comfortably with our feet flat on the floor, we close our eyes. Let's take a deep breath in. 1, 2. Let's make ourselves aware of the sensations in our physical body. If there's anything that feels uncomfortable, maybe the chair feels a little uncomfortable, maybe it's the shoes, a watch, a belt, a ponytail, maybe the earrings. Let's give ourselves a moment to relieve the body of that discomfort. And we continue with our attention and our breath. So we take another deep breath in. 1, 2. And with every exhalation, allow your body just to sink a little bit deeper onto that chair. Notice how by now we have done so many of these practices, that as you bring your conscious attention to your body, you can almost immediately start feeling the softness, the gentle vibration that comes with the state of relaxation. And this is very favorable, because ultimately we need to be able to invoke the relaxation into our body, and for that relaxation to eventually manifest instantaneously. Because after all, a deep state of relaxation is meant to be the natural state of the body. And when we are relaxed, that is when we can truly listen, when we can truly perceive, when we can apprehend the teachings that come from the voice of the silence. Let's make ourselves aware of what is our emotional state. As we make ourselves aware of our emotional state, we do not judge it, we do not justify it, we do not try to excuse it or try to hide it. We limit ourselves to contemplate our emotional state the same way that we would contemplate a sunset or a beautiful flower. And we know that we can contemplate it just like that, because we know that these emotional states, they all pass. They don't last. We know that they come and go like the swing of the pendulum. And we are grateful for them. We are grateful for this opportunity tonight, for all of us to come together, united as a single family, extending our hearts from everywhere around the world. And as we continue with our focus in our breath, we take another deep breath in. 1, 2. And let's bring our conscious attention to our feet. We bring our attention to our toes, our heels, our ankles. We allow our attention to continue making progress up our shins and our calves, all the way up to our knees. And we immediately feel that sensation of relaxation as it inundates every particle in the most distal parts of our legs. We bring our attention to our knees. And as we continue observing upwards, we allow that attention to focus in our thighs, and the many different layers of tissue that exist within the dense muscles of our thighs. We bring our attention to our hips, our glutes, and even our creative organs. And as we continue focusing in our breath, breathing in through our nose and out through our nose,
we allow for that softness that comes with relaxation to permeate every muscle, every tissue, every tendon, every artery and every vein, every aspect of the bottom half of our body. We bring our attention to the base, the bottom of our spine. And as we continue moving upwards, our conscious attention has the ability of helping us relax every muscle in our back. The primary nervous channels that emanate from our spine to the rest of our body. And we bring about relaxation to our intestines, our diaphragm, our liver, our pancreas, our spleen, with every exhalation we relax our stomach, our lungs, the muscles of our back, the muscles of our chest, we relax our heart, we relax our esophagus, and we allow that relaxation to reach our shoulders, and from there to cascade into our elbows, our wrists, our hands, and our fingers. By now we have noticed that our exhalations become very gentle but very deep. So let's continue focusing the attention in our spine. And as we continue upwards, we relax from our shoulders to our neck, we bring relaxation to the very base of our head, we release any tension that may exist in our creative larynx. Relax the muscles of our jaw. Our tongue. Our lips. We relax the muscles of our face. Our eyelids. Our eyes. We relax the muscles of our forehead. And as we bring our attention back to the very base of our skull, as we continue focusing in our breathing, with every exhalation, we allow that sensation of relaxation to grow upwards from the base of our skull. Relaxing all of our scalp. All the way up to the very crown of our head. And we receive this deep state of relaxation with a great deal of satisfaction and with much gratitude. And we have the certainty that we can invoke it today at any time, as much as we can invoke it in the next upcoming days. And maintaining the remembrance of self, we invoke of our innermost by saying, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my internal God, my true being, we invoke you with our heart and our soul, and we beg for your contribution. We ask of you, Divine Father, that you help and live in our thymus gland. Allow us to experience the benefits of keeping our thymus gland active. Help us, Father, so that we may maximize our vitality to courageously deal with the many challenges that are bound to be experienced by all of us as part of this humanity. Vitality so that we may not falter before the face of adversity. Vitality so that we may not hesitate to exercise heroic action when heroic action is needed. Give us the necessary vitality so that we may live a life in right action, right thought, and right sentiment. We ask of this so that you may express yourself through every one of our actions, and that the actions themselves become a living testament. Of us becoming an instrument that is delicate and that is at your service. We ask of this in your holy name and by the universal charity, so be it. And together, let's chant the mantra. Abracalabra. Abracadabra. Divine Father, we give you infinite thanks for your contribution. And we ask that our petition will materialize and will crystallize according to the will of the Great Law and never our own. So be it. Okay, so let's take a deep breath in. 1, 2. One. Two. Let's go ahead and open our eyes once again. Very well. So, dear friends, this has been the practice with the mantra, Abracadabra.
Kadabra. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. To everyone, we wish you a good weekend. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to participate with you at home. And may all beings be happy.